It was just a quickie that reminded me of, and we said it in the week, we used to, a few years ago, it was very popular to have a bracelet, a rubber, a silicon bracelet that said, "What would Jesus do on it?" WWDJ, wasn't it? JD, sorry. I think actually they were a good reminder, because when you're faced with a situation where somebody's been really hurtful to you and yet they've hit a downer and they need your help, it's really difficult, isn't it, to raise your game in the natural and say, not think about what they've done, but look at it as they need help. And that's when it comes, what would Jesus do? And when you think, if you apply that to every situation you're faced with, what would Jesus do? Then you're going to do the right thing. And I think it's a lovely guide to measure situations by. And it'll keep us on the right road. So, hey, let's do it. And I was blessed yesterday when Jay Fallon spoke. And there was one little thing, phrase that he said. He said he could never... God told Gideon to go in the strength that he had. And he thought, well, that was stupid, God. He didn't have any strength. And he said, well, that's precisely it, isn't it? You don't have any strength. So everything you do, you've got to do in God's strength, in God's power. So what would Jesus do? Do it. Amen.